I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World from the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH here in Boston. We're about to hear a story about bullying, but this is bullying in the age of Ebola, so imagine what that must be like for a young Liberian kid who walks into an American classroom. While entire countries are battling the Ebola virus in West Africa, thousands of West Africans who live abroad feel like they're battling panic and ignorance, which is why four Liberian women started a campaign to combat the stigma.
We live in a region that has been devastated by a deadly disease, but we're not all infected. It is wrong to stereotype and stigmatize an entire people. Remember, we're human beings. I am a Liberian, not a virus.
Two of the women behind the campaign live in Liberia. Another is in Malawi. The fourth is Liberian-American Shoanna Solomon. She left Monrovia in September with her children to move to Wilmington, Delaware. She says her 9-year-old daughter was excited to start school in Wilmington, but came home the first day with a painful story.
I asked her, how was school? And she said, Mom, it was great, except for one thing happened to me. And I said, what was it? She said, well, this girl came up to me and asked me, you know, are you from Liberia? And I was so excited. And she, you know, said, yes, I'm from Liberia. And she says, oh, you have a disease. And it just kind of shocked her. She didn't know how to respond, you know, on the first day of school.
That's hurtful. What advice did you give to her?
Before I left Monrovia, I told both of my daughters, I said, you know, it's your choice to say, you know, you're from Liberia or you're just from Delaware, because we reside here in Delaware. My husband and I work abroad, so we go, you know, back and forth. You know, the girls love Liberia. They love to say, I'm Liberian. My oldest daughter, I don't care how you ask her, she'll say, I'm Liberian. You know, she is a U.S. citizen. She was born here. I mean, she has, you know, Liberian parents. She said, you know, she walks through the hallways and she hears the kids, you know, making Ebola jokes and talking about West Africans and whatnot, and she just kind of ignores it and walks by.
So has that changed in recent weeks?
My younger daughter, who's 9, she's the one who kind of forgot the conversation. And, you know, anytime someone asks her where she's from, she'll say Liberia in school. And, you know, this has happened to her 3 different times. She's been insulted. The first time was the story I just told you. The second time, she was in the bathroom washing her hands. And this girl says to her, you're from Liberia, right? And she said, yes. And she said, ill, don't touch me. And she looked at her and said, I wasn't going to. You know, and the girl walked out. And, you know, another time, actually the same day, she was on the playground playing with one of her friends, skipping, holding hands on the playground. And this girl tells, you know, the friend, don't touch her. Don't touch her. She's got a disease. She's from Africa. And the girl looks at her and says, I don't care. She's my friend.
Yeah.
You know, and that made her feel good. But again, you know, she was done when she got home.
Yeah, that's hurtful. And we should say that you took precautions when you arrived from Liberia in September
definitely.
With your daughters.
Prior to coming, we actually did a self-quarantine for 21 days. And when we got here, we did it again for another 21 days. We took the proper measures.
We are living in an age of great sensitivity to bullying and hazing. I'm just curious, what did the school do about the situation, or what are they doing, and are other parents concerned?
This all just happened, you know. She started school like 2 weeks ago, so this just recently happened. So this past Friday, I spoke to her teacher about it, and she was shocked. She said she had no idea, and she said she was going to get to the bottom of it.
As far as the campaign, I am a Liberian, not a virus, what kind of response have you gotten online?
Very, very good response from, you know, both the Liberian community and, you know, other countries. I did get some negative responses.
Like what?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I can't even say what some people have called me, you know. I mean, they've used words that I didn't even know went together, you know, to insult me. Initially, I took it personally, but then afterwards, I realized, you know, this is just, you know, a lot of it is ignorance. This one guy posted under the video, the lady that recorded this video died 2 days ago from Ebola. You know, and
yeah.
I mean, I laughed at that because I just thought it was just so ridiculous. But that's, you know, that's the kind of stuff, you know, people will say. But it does not deter us from really focusing on this campaign.
Ebola is new territory for a lot of people, including
yes.
you. Tell us about the transition coming from Liberia to the U.S. How did you feel when you got here, especially about interacting with strangers after being kind of in self-quarantine for 2 months?
I'm so glad you asked that question. So for me, returning to the States after I got out of my self-quarantine, I tried to enroll my daughter into school, and I remember someone reaching out to greet me, and I knew I didn't have Ebola. I didn't have any symptoms, that I had quarantined for 2 months before and 21 days when I got here. I knew I was fine. But when she extended her hand, I had to literally tell my hand to lift up and shake it because I just hadn't done it for so long. And I told someone, I said, I know now possibly, you know, what it feels like being a soldier coming from a war, like how you come into civilization and things that are different and you just, you see everything differently. When I shook her hand, I got back into my car and my hand was shaking. My body was shaking. I just started crying. Like, I just couldn't believe it just affected me so much, you know, just not being able to interact with people. And then finally being able to, I guess I was overwhelmed, like, okay, I'm actually out of this situation now, and I'm normal, you know?
You left Liberia because of Ebola, yeah?
Yeah.
I assume you hope to go back someday. I mean,
I really do. I really, thinking of my children, I had to leave. Had I not had children, I probably would still be there trying to see what I could do to help.
Well, Shoana, we'll have the video for I Am a Liberian, Not a Virus campaign at PRI.org. And Shoana, it was great to speak with you. Shoana Solomon speaking with me from Delaware. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.